Hartman with Fear. We present Judy Cornwell as Anne and Peter Egan as Alan in Dogs by Gerald Kelsey.
How much do you think you'll get for it?
I'm not going to sell it. I'm not that anyway.
Let it, you mean?
I want to live there.
Live there?
But you said
it's miles from anywhere.
Yeah, it is. And it's not big or modern, but it would be a lot better than paying for the nose of these slummies.
Alan, I'm a pony. I don't think I could stick it in the country.
Oh, try it. You might like it. It'd be a marvelous place for you to work.
Oh.
In the summer, you'd be able to paint in the garden.
And while you'd send the roses over the door.
I could grow vegetables and keep chickens. We'd be able to live very cheaply.
Well, I'm all in favor of that.
Then let's give it a try. For a few months, at any rate, please. Oh, be like a holiday.
Okay. But if it drives me mad...
Then I'll sell it and use the money to get a decent place up here.
Right. You're on.
Which road?
The Tavistock Road. Turn off right when we get past Blackdown.
According to the map, that's right up on the moor.
Yeah, I told you it was isolated. The village is 5 miles. The nearest neighbours are two, or were, when I was last there.
But at least they won't come borrowing sugar at inconvenient moments. We must be nearly there.
About 2 miles. When we get to...
Right! God, that was near. Nothing. The bloody stupid animal made it in the ditch. Why don't people keep their dogs under control?
Well, it's not like the town. You see, we...
Yeah, I missed him. I'm sure of it.
I want to go back to look.
Oh.
Oh, couldn't there be something of an animal lying there hurt?
There's no need. We'd have felt the bump if we'd... Oh, well, if it makes you happy.
Oh, it's all right. I can see him running off.
I told you we didn't hit him. Oh, come on. I want to see this cottage before it gets dark.
Oh, I'm glad he's all right. You know, if we decide to stay here, I'm going to get a dog of my own.
No, you're not. I hate dogs, as you well know.
Did you ever have one when you were a kid?
No.
Oh, that explains it.
So does the scar on my knee.
You got bitten?
Neighbor's dog. I was 10. Put me up for life.
Oh, that's a pity. You know what they say. Love me, love my dog.
It's a right shack.
Feel that when he's painted it.
I had visions of a thatched roof and oldy worldy garden. Oh, where's the back door, for God's sake?
And it isn't there anymore.
What?
There wasn't enough wall space in the kitchen, so my aunt had it brick up years ago.
Well, I don't know, Anne. There's not even a hall.
This is a living room, a kitchen. Scullery, Auntie called it. It's straight through. Upstairs is just one bedroom.
What more do we need?
Alan?
I'm trying to go to sleep. I'm exhausted. 3 days, I've hardly had time to sit down.
We've made a difference, though, haven't we?
Oh, and it won't look too bad when we've done.
It would be super. There's a lot to be said for the simple life.
And there's even more to be said for modern comfort. Candles are all right in a Chianti bottle to give a romantic glow to a punchy bistro. But as a means of illumination, they're a dead loss. Now, please, go to sleep.
Good night.
What?
A noise, listen. Hear it?
Probably rats.
No.
A branch scraping on the roof.
No, it's coming from the door downstairs.
Well, perhaps the antenna come back for something she forgot.
Oh, don't be stupid. Let's see.
There you go. I wouldn't recognize her.
I'm scared. Please, don't be silent.
Don't be childish. Shut her head under the bedclothes if it worries you.
All right. But I won't sleep. What do you want to stop?
Oh, good. Good.
Only Doug Howling.
Oh, that sends cold shudders down my spine.
Oh, poor dog. Poor thing's probably lost or hungry.
I hate that sound.
A lot of people do. They say a dog howls like that when someone is going to die.
Son, have you still lived in town? Nipping out for a drink. Where's Pompey? It must be Miles.
Never mind. Come and see what I've found.
Got something else for me to make.
No, look.
Ginger beer jars.
Only it's not ginger beer, by the smell of it. Aren't you smoke wine?
Hey, we'll move out of the way. Let's get one out. Right, labeled. Beetroot. Get a couple of glasses. Let's see if it's any good.
Here you are.
Cheers.
What's the costume
going? Oh, it's coming from the front door. Let's go and see.
Oh, it's a dog. Hello. Where did you come from?
Oh, don't bring it in, Anna. We'll never get rid of it.
That explains the noise last night. Oh, she's obviously lost. Come on, dog.
Oh, for God's sake, don't encourage her.
Alan, surely you're not frightened of a little dog like this, are you?
Not frightened, but it looks a bit...
Oh, of course you're not. Here you are, Susie. Come up. There. Got a bit of sheepdog in her, I'd say. Look at her. Oh, you must admit, she's really rather attractive.
Not to me. I told you I hate dogs.
Not only because you're not used to them.
And I intend to keep that way. Now, do me a favor, Anne. Put that mangy, flea-ridden mongrel out before...
Get the meat out of the cupboard, will you?
What meat?
The rest of the joint.
Are you crazy? That's our dinner tonight.
Can you get some scraps you can have?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we'll start that when I get rid of her.
Please, you don't be so mean, Alan. Just get the plate. Oh, you were thirsty. See? She's drunk it all. Now, would you like some dinner? I think she knows what I said. Oh, just a minute. We'll see what we can find.
There. We'll starve for that four-legged...
Hey, not that bit. That's the best meat.
Surely you wouldn't begrudge a poor, starving little dog.
Yes, I would.
Well, you can have my share, then. I've managed with a piece of bread and cheese.
There you are.
Oh, see, she was hungry. Look at the way she's bolting it. Obviously, I haven't had a proper meal for days.
Oh, that's good. There's a lucky girl.
I said how much the meat costs. You realize just how lucky she is.
What shall I call her?
You can't
keep her. She's got to be handed over to the
police.
What is it? It's stealing to keep her.
Okay, we'll report her to the police. But if they don't find the owners, when they come to collect her, maybe they'll let me buy her.
But you must be joking.
She's not the kind of dog I'd have chosen, I admit. But she's chosen us, and she obviously needs someone to look after her. But... Alan, she's licking my hand.
Can I help you, miss?
My name's Stokes. I live at Blackdown Cottage.
Oh, you'll be the late Miss Mallet, miss.
Yes.
Oh, then I'm pleased to meet you, miss. Knew your aunt well. Used to drop in to pass the time of day whenever I was up that way. What can I do for you?
Well, a stray dog seems to have adopted us. I saw something.
Only one?
Well, yes.
Surprised it's not more. Probably be one of Miss Mallet's come back. She took in all the strays. No, with a house full. All sorts. Alsatians to poodles. Well, they all vanish when your aunt died. I expect they'll start drifting back now the cottage is being lived in again.
But where did they all come from?
It's the town people. Five dogs they don't want. Get shot of them up here on the moor.
You mean they drive off and leave them?
That's it. I've had a lot of trouble around here with stray dogs. Some of them near half wild.
Oh, I can't imagine how anyone could be so heartless.
You know me. Here, I'd better take the details in case anyone reports their dog missing. My guess is they won't. So if you'd like to look after her.
Oh, I would. Oh, she's a sweet little dog.
Oh. Then if you'll just give me the description.
£10 of biscuits and 2 dozen cans of dog meat, only to find that when I got back, you'd let her run away.
I didn't do it on purpose.
How long's she been gone?
About an hour. But if she's really got no home, she'll come back when she's hungry, won't she? Now, I'm hungry, so what about dinner?
Oh, that's all you're concerned about, your own dinner.
Not true. Look, if you really want a dog that bad, I'll buy you one. We'll get a puppy and we'll train it properly.
It's Teddy.
Well, as dogs go, he wasn't...
Two tins of meat for each meal. Who could afford that?
Well, the poor thing was starved. If he was fed regularly, he wouldn't need so much food. Poor old lad.
He wasn't all that old. Only about a year. Oh, so full of life and so gentle with little Peggy. So, in a way, I'm glad he's gone.
Yes, yeah, so it faces the trouble of turning him into the police.
They destroy them after 7 days if they haven't been claimed.
Well, he doesn't deserve that.
Alan, you hear that? I think the dog has come back. Listen. I'm sure. Come on.
Oh, I wish they wouldn't make that now.
Peggy!
You've
come back
again.
It's Peggy.
I'm so excited. Well, that'll make you happy.
Oh, Sam and Susan come back too. Oh, oh, oh. Just take me over.
There you are. That's Teddy's voice. Hey, hey, come here.
Bruce, Bruce. That's not the way
to go.
Oh, there you go. Here. Come here. Come on.
Oh,
for Pete's sake, to be taken out of here. Oh, my God.
Come on,
outside. Come on. Oh, Pete, I don't
know. Go outside.
Anne, this one's turning now.
Come on, boy.
I think I'd better get a stick.
You don't? You.
I'm not so sure.
You're
about to go for me.
Start waving a stick about anti-poverty rules. The trouble with you is you've no idea how to handle them.
You're not having too much success yourself.
Come back. Oh, hey. Listen to me,
coming back from the center.
Well, asking.
Well, I don't mind him, but God, they must have got rid of the bedside table up there. Take that maid and get them out before they smash everything else.
You'd better shut the door.
In case after the horse is bolted, but let's leave it open before we can find them out.
Hey, look at this one, making itself at home in my chair.
But get off your body.
Keep me for a moment, Alan. I'll look over when they smell the food.
Get down. Get down.
Look, here's another tin. Open it, will you?
Yes, all right, Bruce. We've got some for you.
I'll put some of this outside, too, to get rid of these others.
Yes, do that. No, stay with Alan, Bruce. No, stay. Get down. John, and you. No. Alan, you have to help me. I can't move with these ones to my feet. And Bruce is trying to snatch it from my hand.
Bruce, come here. Come here. Get out of the way. That's it, isn't it? John, I've had enough. I'm not putting up with this.
Get down.
Hey, look at the way they're wolfing at
it. Oh, the poor thing's a star. Let's get them off. You help them. Wait. I have to make them eating. Oh, it sounds like more of them.
Oh, no.
That one's new, isn't it? Let me see that one of them. And there's another. I told you to shut the door.
Well, how many stray dogs are there around here? Look, throw these two things outside while I open another.
Okay, come on. No, don't get under my feet. Get down.
Never mind his pedigree. We'd better get them out of here. They're not cuddly pets. They're wild animals.
Oh, don't be absurd, Alan. They're just dogs. I'm getting excited, I admit, but there's no need to exaggerate. We just got to poke them quietly. There's a good boy. Come on.
Watch it.
All right. Still, Alan, I think this big one wants to go out. He's moving back to the door. Now, if he's the leader of the pack, the rest will go with him.
I'll see if I can get the door open so that Harold doesn't want it. It was a comfortable seat on the mat. Now we can't open the door till he moves.
Come on, boy. Come on. There's a good boy.
Oh, Alan, what are we going to do?
Tell me, you're the dog expert.
Well, the most important thing is not to let them know. Just stay.
I think it's Bruce already guessed. It takes a sense if he sees you looking at him.
I'm sure it's only because they're hungry. If we can give them some more food.
Well, have your hand off before you can open a tin.
Let's give them our food. We'll put it on the floor in the kitchen. And while they're fighting for us, we'll be able to slip out.
It's worth a try. Come on. Hey, he's not going to let me move.
You stay there. I'll put the food out. Oh, sorry. Oh, damn, I'm treading on them. Oh, well, if we had more light.
Are you all right?
Yes. There's some sausages here and bacon and...
Are you still in the corner?
I haven't dared move.
I
tried to and got bitten again. My leg's bleeding.
Oh,
Doc, I've been thinking. Most of them are asleep. The window's just to your left. See if you can swing it open and get out. Before they wake up and start going frantic for food again.
All right.
Now listen. The keys are still in the car. If you make it, drive to the village for help.
You bet I will.
How are you doing? Open it quietly.
Oh, damn. A touch of stick. I
got it. Get out fast. They're waking up.
I've done it.
I've shut the window. And get help.
I will. Be careful, darling. I'll be as quick as I can.
Lord, miss, what's that? Hear that?
No, we need help. Our cottage has been invaded by dogs.
What?
About a dozen of them. They're wild. We've both been bitten and they won't let Alan out.
See? Well, I'll get someone.
No, you must come now with a gun or something. I have to escape to the window.
Yes.
They're savage. There's one huge brute. They won't let Alan move at all.
I'll get a couple of men. We'll come at once. Stay here in the car, miss.
Okay.
We'll see to it.
Please,
oh, your catch coat out here in your nice thing. Come on, lad. Here's the savage. So mind how you go. Good God. Look at him. You all right, miss? Huh?
And Peter Egan as Alan, in Dogs by Gerald Kelsey. The part of Sergeant Yeoman was played by John Pullen. Technical presentation was by Keith Perrin. Appointment with Fear was produced and directed by Derek Hardinott.